White. Adelaide, South Australia, October 27th, 1892. Dear son Willie, you inquire if Fanny could help you for a few days. As far as I am concerned, I say yes, she can. I have got off a vast amount of matter in the last mail, and much was written by my own hand. Dr. Kellogg has urged upon my attention again the Mount Vernon Institute. I have selected portions of that which I have written heretofore, since coming from Europe, in regard to the Mount Vernon Sanitarium, and sent to him to be read when the question shall arise in reference to it. Emily has done but little writing for me. For a few days she has been quite busy, but is very slow. She is devoting most of her time to cooking and shorthand. She shares in the work about the home, does the dishwashing, I believe. We all are getting along very pleasantly together. Not a ripple has occurred of an unpleasant character. I wanted to send you the letter which I wrote to Edson, but my thoughts did not come to me until it was too late. I agree perfectly with your letter to him. I am convinced we have heard the cry of wolf, wolf, too many times to respond to it. We dare not do it. I sent the children only a few lines. May wrote to Ella. I sent Mary Mortensen a letter calligraphed to brother and sister Ings. Well, you will soon see Elder Daniels, and he will communicate to you all things that have occurred worthy of your attention. I do not gain very fast, but am more helpful than when we left Melbourne. I can scarcely keep my eyes open now the mail is off. The strain has been severe upon me. In much love, Mother.